For most of us, it's probably a lot easier to see the flaws in other people around us than it is to see flaws within ourselves. And if we go to a grocery store and someone is rude to us, we're going to notice that right away. You know, sometimes that cuts deeply and upsets us immediately when something like that happens. You know, parents probably see the flaws in their kids very easily as their kids are fighting all the time. They see their lack of patience or their ability to get along with each other. You know, kids, you know, they sense very clearly if one of their siblings is teasing them. They know it right away. You know, or if they get slighted in some way, you know, if there's two cookies and they get the smaller one, they'll notice that right away. You know, husbands and wives are often very aware of the flaws in their spouse. You know, if their spouse doesn't listen to them or doesn't help with chores or isn't attentive to their needs, you know, they're very aware of that. You know, daughter-in-laws can be very aware of flaws in their mother-in-laws and vice versa. I don't think I need to go into too much detail in that one. But, you know, we all have flaws, and it's very easy to see flaws in our coworkers and our neighbors. But how often, when we see a flaw in others, is our first reaction to recognize that we probably have that same exact flaw within ourselves? And if not that flaw, there's probably many other flaws that we have as well. You know, how many times have we teased somebody else? Or how many times have we been short-tempered? Or how many times have we been more focused on our own needs than the needs of others? You know, how many times have we not responded or been attentive to what somebody else needs? And I think one of the reasons why we don't see our own flaws as easily, you know, we all have blind spots that we don't see, you know, is, you know, often we're, you know, if we're angry or frustrated about something, and we lash out, you know, we don't take a step back because our own emotions have taken over, you know, and we're just reacting to our own emotions and what's going on within ourselves, and we're not able to take a step back objectively and look at how we're actually behaving. You know, maybe, you know, cursing and getting all upset because the trash isn't taken out. You know, if we took a step back, we'd say, hey, this is a bit of an overreaction. You know, look at how I'm behaving over something so small. But we don't see that because in the moment, you know, our emotions have taken over. You know, if we each looked at our own flaws first, think about how different our family relationships would be, and, you know, our relationships with our coworkers or the people around us. You know, if every single one of us, anytime there was any friction, if the first thing that we did was to look at ourselves and say, well, you know, why am I flying off the handle about this right now? Why do I have a lack of patience? Why am I not able to bear with this other person when they're doing this thing? You know, imagine how different our relationships would be if we were first looking at ourselves. If we were thinking, well, what am I not contributing to this relationship? You know, how am I being selfish? In what ways can I be more generous in helping my spouse or my family? If we were all thinking that way, imagine how different and how more peaceful our relationships would be. You know, all these tensions around us would melt away. And this is the very thing that Jesus is addressing with his disciples in today's gospel. He says, why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? You know, why are you first looking at everybody else to see their flaws without first seeing your own flaws? And he says that we shouldn't go out and try and help other people remove their splinters when we haven't first looked at ourselves. And he's training his disciples at this moment because he doesn't want his disciples to be filled with pride. And he doesn't want to send them out in the world, you know, to be nitpicking at everybody else and say, well, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong, without them first seeing their own flaws. You know, there's a hypocrisy there if they're just focused on what's wrong with everybody else, but not looking at their own flaws. And so, you know, there's a sense of pride in that, the sin of pride that our Lord is trying to address and help them to be humble and realize that first, you know, they need to seek forgiveness of their own sins before they'll be in a position to help others. And so he doesn't want the apostles to be arrogant or out, thinking that they're better than everybody else. You know, he wants his apostles to be grounded in humility. You know, when we look at the great saints, and if you read some of their writings, you know, one of the things that you'll notice is that saints are very aware of their own sins, and they're constantly talking about their own sinfulness. And we might think, well, you know, these are the holiest people on the face of the earth. How come they keep talking about their own sinfulness? You know, are they just saying that kind of in a sense of false humility? You know, but the reality is, the closer that someone gets to God, the more clearly they will see their own flaws, because they'll see the goodness of God, and they'll see his perfect generosity and his perfect patience. So even things that might seem small to us, the saints will see as very big, because they recognize that they're falling short of the holiness of God. And so it's not the case that as we grow in holiness, you know, we have less and less sin to worry about. You know, what happens is that we see in the light of God and his goodness our own perfections all the more clearly. Our readings today, you know, focus specifically on our words, what we say to others. Because our words, as our Lord says, reveal our heart. And so I think a good examination of conscience that we can do is to take a step back and to look and to think about the words that we say to others. You know, do the words that we say reveal kindness and patience, or are we critical of others? You know, do they reveal that we're forgiving or that we're holding a grudge towards someone? You know, do our words reveal that we're grateful for the blessings that God has given to us, or are we complaining very often? And, you know, it's good for us especially to think about how we talk about those that we're around the most, because it's the people that we're most comfortable with that we're most open with. You know, if we don't know someone very well, you know, we're often on best behavior with them. But how do we speak to the people we're closest to? You know, our closest friends, or the people we're around the most, our spouse, our children, our brothers and sisters. You know, how do we speak to them? You know, when parents discipline their children, you know, do they do so in anger and frustration, or are they doing so with self-control and with a focus on building virtue in their child? You know, with kids, do they speak in a way that's respectful and honorable to their parents, or in a way that's disrespectful? You know, do we speak in a way that's kind and generous about others? You know, St. Bernard of Clairvaux said once that there are three ways for wisdom to abound in you: if you confess your sins, if you give thanks and praise, and if your speech is edifying. And so, you know, I encourage us to maybe this week to do an examination of conscience before you go to bed each night, and to think back over the course of the day, in particular with the words that each one of us have said. And do our words reflect kindness towards others? You know, are we aware of our own sins in a way that helps us to not be so critical of others? And is our speech towards others edifying? You know, the more clearly that we can take a step back and look at ourselves and recognize our own flaws, the more we'll recognize our need for the forgiveness of our Lord, and the more patient and forgiving we'll become with others.